Last week, commenting on our absence from the notice of power in Kissinger's On China, we said that that itself was the chief con, the lie that we're not worthy of notice, that only power is of interest because they make things happen, quote unquote, and make things happen globally. And we've wholly bought this lie at tremendous cost to our lives and the Earth's health. So while I believe it's important to expose that power's ambition is global, that it sees the world as its realm, it's perhaps even more essential that we begin to see ourselves as powerful beings systematically kept small by keeping from us access to our collective power and keeping from us other notions of ourselves than the conditioned belief in our servility and duplicity. That is to say, in a broad popular sense, that's how we see each other. And I'm going to get back to this notion of while we think of ourselves as powerful at the same time, we don't. Unconsciously. We think we figured things out. We feel powerful because of that. But there's a sense when the earth shifts beneath our feet, we know that basically we're living a life of complicity. And it is only by regaining our connections. So they keep us from each other intentionally because they know that our collective power cannot be conquered. And they keep from us other notions of ourselves as self-determinative and not needing them. And they keep from us the earth that would make us well. And keep from us the truth that they act by conscious plan to pound us into classes.